Welcome back to another episode of Breaking Barriers. You guys, my beautiful humans. Yeah, I know it's been about 2 weeks since I posted a podcast episode, but I really hope you guys enjoyed that last episode with my girl Nala when we talk about girl talks. And literally, you guys know I have lost feelings. Feelings come and go. I have lost feelings for that said guy, but you know, I'm glad I had those feelings, and I'm glad I don't have them anymore. And who knows, they might come back, but at the moment, your girl does not have any feelings for said guy anymore. David, I think that's what we called him. But welcome back to another episode of Breaking Barriers, my loves. I hope you guys are doing well. Happy Wednesday. I am yet again staring out the window on a nice Tuesday afternoon. It is quite gloomy outside a little bit, but it's not raining. You know, when it's like gray skies, but it's very warm outside, and you know, I think it's just like the afternoon, like gloom, if that's a thing. I think it is. But yes, I'm staring out the window recording this podcast, and I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. I am a little anxious right now, and I'm not exactly sure why. I've been feeling anxious like since I woke up this morning, and I thought that like rejuvenating my body, like eating some food, getting outside for some fresh air, like getting some coffee, maybe the coffee didn't help, but like drinking a lot of water, you know, just going about my day, I thought that would help. But I've just been feeling like a little anxious lately, and I do feel it in my gut. I do feel it in like my head space, like it's just something, and I can't really pinpoint what it is, but I'm not gonna let that ruin my day. But yeah, happy Wednesday. Too late for me, but Wednesday when you guys are hearing this. It's been about 2 weeks since I uploaded a podcast episode, but I love sharing on this podcast. We are breaking barriers for a reason. That is why I called this podcast Breaking Barriers, so that I can be vulnerable and introduce certain things into other people's lives, or just expand on different things and how I'm feeling, like mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all around. So that's exactly why I told you guys why I'm feeling anxious, and I'm not exactly sure why. But I am not going to let that ruin the fact that I love this podcast and that I'm able to share my vulnerability and my emotions and my thoughts and opinions on how I'm feeling and why I'm feeling this way. So, that being said, I hope you guys are having a beautiful day, a beautiful week so far. I hope you guys continue to have a beautiful day, a beautiful week, a beautiful month, because April is almost over, y'all. This is the last week of April, which is insanity. Like, where did the time go? It's already almost May. Like, this year has flown by in the craziest way possible. But, like, I feel like it was just my birthday in February. Yeah. So, I really wanted to... Actually, before I get into the episode, let's recap on where I've been for the last 2 weeks. All right. So, you know, what I usually do is I just look through my phone and I just really look at pictures that I've captured over the last 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks have been fun, very chill, a little busy with like work and everything. If you guys don't know, I am an executive assistant. That's been really fun. I've been documenting a lot of things on my TikTok, so go ahead over and check it out over on my TikTok. I do post a couple stories on my Instagram, but I basically just show a lot of things on my TikTok, just like a day in the life type vibe. But the last episode I recorded with my girl Nala, that was fun. I was over her house when I did that. So I've really just been hanging out with like my fam, doing a lot of work. Was hanging out with some friends, went to a game night, which was super fun. Y'all know I love meeting new people. I love connecting with new people and just introducing new energies into my life that are necessary and very intentional. I do. Believe in that heavily, like allowing intentional energy to come into my life in the best ways possible. So yeah, I've really just been in the process of like getting my Eid outfit together. But Eid was a couple of days ago, but this is like the recap of like the last 2 weeks. I haven't really been vlogging as much, but I did upload a new vlog on this past Saturday, and I am uploading a new vlog today, said Tuesday. Or it might come out the same day as this podcast. You never know. I might get a double whammy. But, yeah, I went to Reinhardt for an alumni soccer game. I did not play in that. I just went to support some friends. It felt good to be back there. Yeah, I just love connecting with my friends and just going back to my alma mater and just getting, like, those reminiscent feelings from just college days. Like, I cannot believe it's about to be 4 years since I graduated college. Yeah, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. Yeah, freaking 4 years already since I graduated college, which is insanity. But yeah, you know, life goes on and, you know, vibes just vibe out. Life is life and good energy is being presented to me. Great opportunities have been presented to me. Just spend a lot of time with my family and friends and really just allowing myself to go down different lanes of just exploring with, like, my career, like, creative things. I've been dating. I'm going on a few dates soon, but that'll be another episode. Yeah. I mean, it's really been chill the last 2 weeks, but busy in certain ways. Mentally, I've been good. You know, of course, you have your good days. And I'm not even going to say bad days. Like, they've been really smooth. Like, my fast, my Ramadan was very, very beautiful and intentional as I prayed for. I really set those intentions as to having a beautiful Ramadan, and it went really smooth. Like, my fast was beautiful. My prayers, they hit different this year, which I am eternally grateful for. I am always grateful that I'm able to make prayer like 5 times throughout the day, and I'm still doing that. You know, don't just pray during Ramadan. You know, you got to set your intentions throughout the entire year, every single day, except for when you can't, of course. But yeah, my fast was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. Ramadan was great. Eid was great with my family. If you haven't checked out my reel or TikTok on the family drip, we showed out, y'all. We showed out. You know, got the big fam because, you know, you got to correlate. But the theme this year was suits and sneakers. You know, a couple of people in my family did that. A couple of people in my family wore like dusters, like long dresses and dusters, which was fire. Go check it out if you haven't. Yeah, so that was like this past weekend. And then I went to Stone Mountain on Sunday, got my workout back in. Like, I'm really just getting back into the groove. And this week, your girl's going to high yoga. Oh my goodness gracious. I never thought that I would miss something so freaking much. And that is hot yoga. I love hot yoga. And I'm so excited to go back on Friday. So yeah. That's really, I mean, you guys are all caught up, and I've just been doing a lot of stuff with, like, my position as being an executive assistant this past couple of days and getting ready for some summer plans. So, yeah, that's really what your girl Sammy has been up to. Mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, I've been good in the best possible way, you know, keeping myself afloat. You know, life's been good. No complaints. I'm still alive, and I'm so grateful every single day that I am able to see another day, live another day, express myself another day. Yeah. So let's hop into the episode. I really just want to talk about my creative outlook on life and why I really have been honing in on the importance of really wanting to pivot my creativity and expand my creativity, and why I'm so heavy on just, like, creating the life that I deserve. Yeah. So let's hop into it. So I was really just scrolling on TikTok today, or like the past couple of days, and I was really just scrolling on my own page. And I was looking at all the videos that I have made and how I realized how creative I really am. And, you know, sometimes you really just have to look back on the things that you really create, and that you just find out things that you really didn't know until you go back and look at something that you've created. Hence, like, my TikToks or like my YouTube videos or just my podcast, for example. Like, I really enjoy this podcast. Like, I never really thought that, like, I've always known I had a thing and an inkling for presenting my voice and presenting not even opinions, sort of say, but just using my voice for a reason. And having that be a creative outlook on different aspects of life, whether it be inspirational, whether it be career-wise, whether it be within just like mental wellness or mental health or just all things, just, I don't know, they're just all connected. And I know that intentionally in my mind that I was going to create something that is just beautiful in different ways. Like this podcast, or like my clothing brand Seamless, or just in general, like the way I present myself, like in the energy that I share to the world, is just a creative outlook and it's an expansion of myself. So as I was looking through my TikToks and my Instagram reels, I was really like, girl, you are so creative. Like the way you just tell a story sometimes through visuals, it doesn't even have to be like a voiceover or anything, but the way you tell stories is actually you. Like I really was just thinking, like, sometimes I get so fucking deep in my head and think that I can't create something that people won't like. But I just thought to myself, why am I creating something for other people? Why not create something for myself? If I like it, I should just go for it and create for myself, which is another aspect of like my fashion. Like I really had just been going like outlandish with like trying different things with like makeup, accessories, just fashion pieces, mixing textiles, mixing accessories, mixing different colors that I wouldn't necessarily do, like just trying different things. And I have genuinely just enjoyed expanding and pivoting my creative ways for myself. And I feel as if that's kind of what has just been building my confidence up so much more and adding value to my creative outlook on life, because I am creating for myself. So yeah, I really just want to like put out there that don't create for someone else. Create for you. The things that you create will gravitate to people because it is a part of you. It is an expansion of you. So I just saw something on, I want to say it was maybe like Twitter, and it was like, it's okay. It said, like a tweet said, it's okay to expand and pivot your creativity. I think it was like something about Solange or Teyana Taylor or something like that. I think Skylar Marche said something. I don't know. It was like a brief little sentence that I read and I was like, whoa. It is okay to expand and pivot your creativity. Honestly, that works in so many different ways in life. And I have been practicing that. Little did I know, I have been practicing that for the past couple of months. Just getting out of my comfort zone, trying new things creatively, and really just creating for me within fashion, within this podcast, within speaking, and within just creating my own ways and adding value in ways that just speak to me in general. So yeah, from here on out, like I always have been, I am creating for my damn self. And whether you like it or not, okay, I don't need you. Someone else will gravitate towards me. And if no one else is gravitate towards me, I am gravitating towards myself and the energy and the creativeness that I'm creating and the value that I'm adding to my life and my perspective, because I am telling my own story. Yeah. 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 I don't know what came across like that, but I really think that's probably why like my like anxiety feelings have just been like in my gut, because I have such a strong intuition and my gut was really telling me something, and that was that basically, and me needing to expand and pivot my creativity. And in certain ways it can definitely be scary, but expanding and pivoting is supposed to be scary because you're not stagnant anymore. You're not staying in the same complacent place that you used to be in. And yeah, it's literally changing. It's going down. Instead of going straight, you're turning right or you're turning left. Like, you're pivoting, you're changing, and you're evolving, and you're expanding, and it's scary because it's good. Like, you can't let the fear take over certain decisions that could possibly change your life for the better. Yeah. So I actually want to talk about, like, speaking of being fearless, y'all, I haven't launched anything for Seamless in, my first launch was last June on Mother's Day, which was insanity. Like, that was when I launched my website and everything. But I really haven't launched a actual, like, clothing product in almost a year. And I genuinely feel like it's not slipping away from me, but I really am trying to find a way to, like I said, expand and pivot my creativity when it comes to Seamless, because that's my first baby. And I really do enjoy the whole aspect of fitness and wellness and just the entire, like, genre of, like, fitness therapy, wellness therapy. But I don't know why I'm so scared to, like, relaunch, like, Seamless. I don't want to say that I'm afraid of failure, because failure is good, but for some reason I just feel as if, like, it's not gonna work out. Like, I have so many supporters, and I do have a great community when it comes to Seamless, but every time I go into, like, Shopify or what is the other one? Shopify or Squarespace to try and relaunch my website. I can't really dedicate as much energy as I want to it, because I just don't see anything for it. And I'm not sure why this is making me, like, emotional, because it's my first thing that I've launched, but I really do care about it. But I'm afraid to pivot. And I'm afraid of, I guess I really am just afraid of, like, the success that it could get. And I guess I wouldn't know until I actually launch it. But I'm also a semi-perfectionist, and I know perfection is just not, it's not a real thing. Like, nothing's ever going to be, like, perfect. All I have to do is just, like, put it out. And I know it's easier said than done, but I really just, this is really something holding me back. And I can't pinpoint on why I just won't put it out. Not even just the whole financial aspect of relaunching a business, because the money will come. The money is there. I see Seamless being a multi-million dollar business, collaborating with different brands, having people wear Seamless by Sammy, and it going worldwide, national, and being across countries and stuff like that. And being on these Black-owned websites, and being on Revolve, and being on these different, like, I see it. But I guess I'm afraid that it could be that successful. So that's the truth. Like, and I really have been sitting on that for a long ass time. And that's probably why you guys haven't seen anything from Seamless. But it's because, like, I am genuinely holding myself back. Not even just because of, like, the whole financial thing. Because it is expensive to be a solo business owner, women-owned business owner, starting from the bottom. And, of like, yeah, it's, it, yeah, that's a part of the process. But I really didn't think that I would genuinely be scared of, like, the success a business can be. Because it's hard. Like, it's, yeah. I'm scared. And I really just want to just say fuck it and just press launch and just see what happens, which I just might end up doing. But you guys, I don't know, just I just really need you guys to just, like, not even just bear with me, but I just really need somebody to just literally grab my hand and just press go live. Just go live and just close your laptop, close your iPad, and just go for it. Because I deserve this. I deserve to have a successful business. I do have a successful business. I do have a successful relaunch. I do have supportive friends, family, and people that will come, like, support me. I see that, and I know I have that. But sometimes I just... I'm not even going to say that I don't believe in myself, because I do believe in the process. I do believe in trusting it. I do believe in believing every step of the way and that Allah has got my back. Allah wouldn't have put this in my possession for a reason, because he knows that I can handle it. Yeah. That's just something that I've been, like, working on. And I just think that me having this type of pivot and realization and... I don't know, like, things do take time, and I really do think that like, that year that I have, almost year that I've had off for not really creating much for Seamless, it's just taught me a lot of things, and I am building, I am becoming a better person, but I definitely am not putting any, like, time stamp or time limit on anything, because, you know, everything comma in time, but also time is non-existent. But that's another episode. Like, we're not even gonna talk about any of that. So yeah, you guys, I've just been really working hard on not letting myself get in the fucking way of my success, because that's really the only thing that's holding me back. Like, I am so fucking creative. I know that I have the authenticity, the creativity, the brains, the communication, the networking skills to expand and to just market the hell out of Seamless. I'm just not doing it. I'm just not doing it, to be real. And I know, like I said, everything, like, in my life, my creative outlook on life and everything that I'm creating is valued for a reason. But I really just think that I need that pivot and that creativity to just, like, really rethink what I wanted to do for Seamless and whatever I am doing creatively that is being presented for myself and to the world. And yeah, I'm creating for myself. Like, I am doing this for me, and I deserve this. 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 Yeah. Speaking of creativity, your girl is actually starting her UGC journey. I've started creating my portfolio for my user-generated content journey, and it's been fun. I've been getting a lot of, like, research things on my TikTok. I've been researching a lot of, like, partnerships and brands that I have been wanting to work with. I've had a list for, like, brands and partnerships that I wanted to partner with for at least, like, 5 years now, for since, like, 2018. And I really just need to get my shit together and just reach out. Like, I have reached out to brands and they have gotten back to me, and I have gotten a few partnerships. Like, I've been working with Nowhere Department, I've been working with Itzica, like a jewelry brand. I will work with Black Girl Sunscreen. I will work with them. I will work with We Wore One. I will work with Finoel, a lot of Black owned brands. I will work with wellness brands. I will work with fitness brands. I will work with and just connect with and network with some music brands. I just know I am, because those are things that represent me and all just the energy. I just feel it in my gut. I just need to do it. But I am working on my UGC journey, and whether that, you know, it's, like, very small within my creative journey, or it's something that is huge and that I can implement into Seamless, which I definitely will, I'm starting it. I am doing it. I am not being afraid anymore of failure, because failure is going to happen. It's a part of the process. But I really just want to you know, I have this podcast because I really want to have more conversations that feel real, and I want to do more things that feel real and that are vulnerable and not being treated as like a task or something that I just like, oh, like I'm dreading to do. I want to do it because it is my passion. This podcast is my freaking passion. I love sharing my voice. Like, so many people have told me, you have such a nice voice, a beautiful voice, like you were meant to do something like this. And I've always known that. I have always wanted to do a podcast. Like, I've had this podcast name since 2017, and I didn't start it until 2021. Yeah, December 2021. But like I said, everything in time, and Allah always has a plan. God always has a plan. And you know, everything's just been working out for the better. And I just know your girl is going to be signed to a Black-owned agency or whatever podcast agency, podcast network. And I'm going to start my own. You guys know I'm going to have my own marketing company one of these days, inshallah. But yes, I definitely just want to have more conversations that feel real, feel vulnerable, and not treated as something that's just bland. I want something that's organic and having natural conversations, natural connections. And that's really just the type of person that I am. I have recently just been allowing myself to be that embarrassing person and being the person that I truly am. Like, y'all know, I will sing the top of my lungs. I will be driving in my car, just having a jam session. Like, you'll find me eating like gummy bears or in like vlogging out of nowhere. Like, I'm such a bubbly person. Like, I will go up there and speak to you. I'm such a bold person as well. But your girl is shy sometimes. Your girl can be shy sometimes. But yeah, I am just actually really excited to be like more embarrassing and cringy, because who the freak cares? Like, who the freak cares? Like, be weird, whether it connects to you or not. Like, I'll have that sense of human connection one way or another. Like, I deserve to create things that I fucking want. Like, I'm excited to start doing things that have never been done, that are intentionally like placing value on my sanity and on things that just like bless my life and bring me joy for the better, because life is short. Life is freaking short. And whether you want to stay stagnant or not, like, I just know for sure that I am going places. The way I connect, the way my personality is set up, I am not meant to just be in a bubble. Like, I am meant to talk to people. I am meant to connect and have energy connections. And just, I don't know, it's something about it. Like, maybe Allah just gave me that personality trait to just be bold and be that vulnerable person and be that courageous and bubbly person, but also be that shy introverted girl, because I'm definitely an introverted extrovert, but the best one you will find. And you know, us introverted extroverts will find each other, and we will, you know, rule the world. Anyways, you guys, I really am just super excited that I'm back on the podcast and that your girl is just breaking the barriers for herself and just being more excited to learn, to experience, to observe, to take risks, to be bold, to just add value to the life that I'm creating, and constantly being vulnerable and doing things for me, creating things for me, just vibing out like always, doing great things for myself always, blessing myself always, praying over myself always, affirming myself always, being more organic, being natural, and just having that sense of vulnerability and realness to the world. Adding that to the world is adding value into spaces that I know that I belong in. It's adding an extra seat at that table that I am building, and just bringing joy to my creativity that I am expanding and that I am pivoting on. So you guys, I just really am glad to be back on the podcast. I love you guys. I hope you guys are pivoting and expanding your creativity, whether it be being bold, being creative, being courageous, being spontaneous. I love being spontaneous. And just doing things that you don't necessarily do, but also have the right intentions behind it. Because, you know, right place, right time for a lot of things. But also just enjoy the ride, enjoy the process, take risks, break those freaking barriers. Do things that you genuinely enjoy. Do things that you just care about. Invite people into your life that you care about. Only accept energy that you enjoy and that the others would enjoy as well. Just do good things for yourself. I always say, speak good things into your life and see what happens. Do good things for your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. And just trust the process and let God lead the way, honestly. Believe in yourself. Expand your horizons. Allow yourself to pivot and just do the damn thing. Me to you, me to the world. And you can hold me accountable too. So you to me again. that was my quote. Do good things for yourself. Speak good things into your life and see what happens. Allah has got you. Just allow yourself to pivot. Speak good things into your life. I genuinely love you guys so, 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 so much. And you matter. Create great things in your life and understand the value behind it. And just, you know, don't let these anxious feelings get in the way. But allow them to flow. Feel them, but don't let them take over. But just do good things for your life, my love. And yeah, express how you feel, you know, just express how you feel in different ways in life and just, you know, just be bold, be you, be true, be creative, be spontaneous, be loving, be kind to yourself, to others, to your passions. Yeah. I love you guys so freaking much. Thank you all for listening to another rant, another TED Talk, another barrier that has been broken. I love you guys so freaking much. You beautiful humans. Be sure to come back next week. I think next week's going to be a very fun episode. I have a feeling. Be sure to follow your girl on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, Lemonade. There's so many apps. Oh my gosh. YouTube at Samira underscore BR143. At Seamless by Sammy. At Breaking Barriers Pod. Everywhere. I love you guys so much. I will see you all or chat with you all next week. I love you and much love. Do good things for yourself, for your mind, your body, your soul. And I got you always. Peace. Mwah.